Shalom everyone. Hanukkah has arrived, but this year it's different. Our hearts are with the 137 abductees who are still held hostage in Gaza, with the hundreds of broken, concerned, and mourning families, and of course with all the brave soldiers fighting to bring the hostages back and to vanquish Hamas once and for all. What can we, who are not on the battlefield, do to support the fighters, to help them achieve victory like the ones the Maccabees had all those years ago when they defeated the Greeks? We can empower them by reconnecting to our Jewish roots through the Torah, through Jewish wisdom, through our commandments, customs, and holidays. Hanukkah in particular has a beautiful lesson to teach us that can truly inspire us during this hard time. The Jewish sages likened the kingdom of Greece to a leopard. And a leopard is described as az, bold or fierce, as the saying goes, have a az kanamir, you should be as bold as a leopard. Now the word az is of course the root of Aza or Gaza. So there is this deep subterranean connection between the Greek kingdom of old and modern day Aza, because they're both connected to this word az, bold. The upshot of this is that to defeat a bold, fierce leopard, we too must become one. And Hanukkah is the time to be inspired to do so. But how can we be bold and fierce without succumbing to the temptation to be like Hamas? We want to defeat them, not resemble them. Well, we need what is called azut dikdusha, holy boldness. It's a tricky balance, a combination of being bold and fierce on the one hand and being holy, sacred, on the other hand. How can we achieve this balance? How can we maintain it? The answer lies, interestingly enough, in the central commandment of Hanukkah, the lighting of the candles. Now, in Hanukkah, we really celebrate two different miracles. The first miracle is relatively mundane, a miracle that was, so to speak, enclosed or integrated into the laws of nature. This is the miracle of the war. In the war, we were few fighting many, we were a weak army fighting a strong army, and yet we won. Now, in our current conflict with Gaza, we seem to have more power, but really, if you consider the immense support Hamas is receiving from Iran and much of the Muslim world, in addition to being backed by Western anti-Semitism, such as the one emanating from US campuses, the modern heirs of Greek wisdom, then really, we seem to be once again a few against many. Now, all this is just the first miracle. The second miracle was completely supernatural. This is the miracle of the cruse of olive oil, Pach HaShemen. The Greeks conquered the Holy Temple and they defiled all the oils. And when the Maccabees reconquered it, there was nothing to light the menorah with. Finally, they found a small cruse of oil, a little container, sealed no less with the seal of the high priest. And this had escaped the eyes of the Greeks. The oil in this cruse seemed enough to light the menorah for only one day. But miraculously, it lasted 8 whole days, the time needed to produce new pure oil. Now, Hanukkah is Hanukkah because of the combination of these two miracles. The war, on the one hand, which has to do with bravery in combat and being a soldier and being very down-to-earth, grounded. Again, it's a mundane miracle, relatively speaking. And the other miracle is the miracle of the cruse of oil, which is all about bringing light and purity and holiness to the Holy Temple. Now, when you look at these two miracles together, then this is where the lesson, the most important lesson of Hanukkah really resides. This is a holiday that calls upon us to be two things, which to many seem contradictory, but really they're not. To be, on the one hand, to be righteous, holy people whose lives are centered, focused on spirituality and serving God, on doing the inner work of purifying our hearts and connecting to our souls. And on the other hand, we need to be heroes. We need to be people who know how to go out and fight bravely and courageously, to kill if necessary, to sacrifice their lives if needed, until they achieve complete victory. Now, to many, These two things seem contradictory. A person who is holy and righteous should not, it would appear, soil their hands with mud and blood, but should be in a state of constant purity, engaged only in study and spirituality, etc. And a person who is a brave warrior should be a grounded, tough person who knows how to fight, not someone who dabbles or is distracted by otherworldly activities such as learning Torah or practicing religion. In fact, in modern-day Jewry, we find many people, indeed whole communities, who exemplify one of these character types, but not the other. There are many Jews who dedicate their lives to studying Torah and becoming spiritual exemplars, and yet know nothing about fighting. And many others who are very courageous, down-to-earth fighters, but who, unfortunately, are very distant from religion and spirituality. It's okay that one's main focus is just one of these realms, but we need, each one of us needs, to have at least a footing in the other one as well. Now, the Maccabees were the embodiment of this synthesis. They were righteous priests whose job was to man and operate the temple, to take care of, make sure that it's holy and pure, and to take care of all the details of the sacrificial service. On the other hand, when it was necessary, they were able to leave their holy, sheltered space and become fighters who go out into the field of battle and win. Now, this carrying of opposites is even hinted at in the name that we use in Hebrew to refer to the Maccabees. If you take the Hebrew word that we use, which is Hashmonai, and you calculate its gematria, its numerical value, then you'll see that it equals exactly the sum of the numerical value of the words tzaddik, righteous, and gibol, hero. So the Hashmonai is both a tzaddik and a gibol rolled into one. You can do the math and see for yourself. Now, this combination of righteousness and heroism is exactly what constitutes the holy boldness we spoke of before, the azut dekdusha. The hero is bold, the righteous is holy, and by being both, we embody holy boldness. How can we be inspired to do this? It comes from the candles of Hanukkah. How many candles do we light all in all during the holiday? So not including the shamashim, which are literally the servants who assist in lighting the Hanukkah candles. They're not part of the actual commandment itself. If you ignore them, then altogether we light a total of 36 candles. If you take 1 plus 2 plus 3, etc. until 8, altogether it adds up to 36. Now, does this number remind you of anything? Well, this is exactly the number of righteous people that, according to tradition, exist in the world at any given moment, the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Somewhere in the world, there are 36 righteous people. And in Hanukkah, every day, every time we light another candle, it's as if we're summoning those souls to dwell with us, to be present with us during that moment, to enlighten us. Now, 36 also has another meaning. It also hints at another group of people. If you open the second book of Samuel, chapter 23, you see a list of David's heroes, the heroes that surrounded him that would be close to him. And how many are there? You guessed it, exactly 36. Same number. So other than the 36 righteous, we have the 36 heroes of David, meaning that when we light the Hanukkah candles day after day, counting to 36, we can imagine that we're also summoning the 36 heroes of David to be also present with us during those moments, because these are the exact two types that the Hashmonaim, the Maccabees, embodied, and they represent the two miracles, the miracle of the war, that's the heroes, the 36 heroes of David, and the miracle of the cruse of oil, which corresponds to the 36 righteous. Now, how can each candle embody at the same time two different character types, two different souls? So the answer is that each candle has two aspects, its light and its heat. Each candle spreads light and each candle generates heat, and both of which intensify day after day. As we add more candles, the room becomes more full of light and there's more heat generated coming out of the menorah. Now we can imagine lighting the candles, that in the light aspect of each candle, the light that comes out of it, there, that's where the righteous are present. The righteous are souls of light, we can say. As we mentioned before, the miracle of the righteous was the miracle of the cruse of oil, and that brought light to the temple. At the same time, from the same candle, the heat aspect of it, this is where the heroes reside. The heroes are people of war, and war is associated with heat. In fact, the Hebrew word for war, milchama, contains within it the word for hot, cham, right? Cham and milchama goes together. Outwardly, in a war, there's the physical heat of the battle, but inwardly, even more importantly, there's the warmth inside the soldiers' hearts. That's the brotherhood that unites them, the courage that helps them fight the war and win the war. So, starting this evening, with each and every candle that we light, we should bear in mind and bear in our consciousness that through its light, we are receiving, we are accepting into our hearts inspiration to be more righteous, right? We want the light of the candle to illuminate us and illuminate our souls. At the same time, by experiencing, by feeling the heat of the candles, we can gain the strength to become more heroic, braver heroes of our own, our personal adventure and our personal collective adventure in life. And when we all become heroic and righteous together enough, then we can go back, we can win the war, and we can go back to doing what we really want to do. We're not into wars, we're not initiating wars. We want, we accept the challenge of war when we have to, but really what we want to do is we want to live in our land, and we want to use that place and our connection to our roots, our spiritual roots, in order to spread the light and warmth of Judaism, of the Torah, to the whole world. Amen. May all this come to pass. And meanwhile, may we all have a very, very happy Hanukkah. This video was made possible through the kind support of my sponsors over at Patreon. Patreon is a great way to help independent creators like myself produce original content. If you'd like to get more English language videos from me, please consider becoming a supporter via Patreon. You can find the link in the description below. Thank you very much.